Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with three of my good friends. I got Canada Rob, I got KP, and I got my buddy Jason. And we are going to talk about the Mandela Effect. Here we go. All right. You know, I do got to say one thing. It's been a long time since KP has actually been on this show, on an actual podcast. We've done some reaction videos, but actual podcasting, he was one of my original co-hosts, I guess you could say, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, our conversation this morning could have been a podcast.
Yeah. Him and I go back a long, long time. And of course, Canada Rob's been on the show several times. And then we got Jason, who's in a really awesome band. And he's been on the show I guess twice now. This is the third time coming on.
Yeah, third time coming on.
So the Mandela Effect is something that I talked about. I interviewed a guy named Michael Gabriel, and he kind of brought up the Mandela Effect over a different topic. And so I talked to, you know, all you guys today. So we're going to do this Mandela Effect thing. And it really is actually, how would you say it? I guess people remember something that happened in history, but it's not the way it actually was, I guess, right? Is that what you would say?
Anyone? Just has to be history. Just has to be like false memories.
Yeah, just false memories. So here's the, and I'll put this up on the screen real quick. I'll do it right here.
This is why if you get in trouble, you really can't trust 12 jurors.
That's right.
Yeah, I see where you're. Yeah.
I'm going to read this. So, let's start with the reason we're all here. Nelson Mandela, who this theory is named after, died in 2013. However, countless people distinctly remember him dying in prison in the 1980s. But his death isn't the only example of the Mandela Effect. We have been wrong about so many dates, details, and more. So that's why it's in the Mandela Effect, because people, I didn't follow Nelson Mandela. I mean, I remember who he was, but I didn't really remember that story of it. But apparently there's all kinds of things. And before we even get started, before I go into these videos or these clips that we're going to play and show these images, I'm going to read off some of my Facebook comments and see what you guys think about them before we start. So let me go to my Facebook right here. Okay. Let's see. Well, first off, we have the band. Okay. And this is also good. Some of these are also going to be on the clips we're going to see, or the images we're going to see, but the Berenstain Bears is a huge one. Okay. Berenstain Bears is a huge one. Now I'll ask Jason first, how do you spell Berenstain Bears or Berenstain?
Berenstain?
Is it S-T-E-I-N or S-T-A-I-N?
E-I-N.
E-I-N. Rob, what do you think? Now, Rob's in Canada. I don't know if they have the Berenstain Bears in Canada. I don't know.
Berenstain Bears. Oh, absolutely, we have the Berenstain Bears. I talked to Amanda about this today, but I think it's A-I-S-T-N.
Say what?
Like Berenstain?
Yeah, how do you spell it? How do you spell the last part of it?
A-I-S-T-N?
A-I-S-T-N.
I don't think that was one of the options.
Hey, Hooked on Phonics didn't work for Rob either.
I mean, Canada, we spell things different.
Yeah. It's S-T-E-I-N or S-T-A-I-N. Are you going with A-I-N or E-I-N?
I'm going with my original answer.
Well, okay. And KP, what would you say?
Well, I just to keep things honest, this morning I went with E-I-N. So
That's right, you did. So and it actually there. Is A-I-N, which it is so A-I-N. But who says Berenstain? It's Berenstain, right? So people's memories kind of get messed up. Now, there was a here's a big one also. Not even having to read these comments here. Is I don't know if Jason, do you remember Publishers Clearinghouse?
Absolutely. I called my mom once because I thought we were millionaires.
And would you agree? And you may not agree with this. I don't know. Was or was it not Ed McMahon the person who delivered the checks?
Absolutely, it was Ed McMahon.
Okay. Now, Rob, did you know? Did they have that over in Canada?
I can remember my memory. It's definitely Ed McMahon is delivering the checks.
So Ed McMahon was never a part of Publishers Clearinghouse ever.
What?
Not.
Bullshit.
You lied this morning because I said that it was random people delivering the checks, and you said no, it was Ed McMahon.
No. What I said was it wasn't random either. It wasn't random people. It was a person, just not Ed McMahon.
Random people is anybody except for Ed McMahon. You were trying to trying to annihilate me this morning.
No. But it's possible. It is possible. But Ed McMahon was never a part of Publishers Clearinghouse. I swear to God, he was the guy delivering the checks. Now, KP does remember it differently, though. He does not remember it being Ed McMahon.
Yeah, I remember just regular people knocking on doors and presenting these checks is what I remember. But
Wait. Is the question whether he was delivering the checks or he was part of? I was going to say AARP, but publishing thing.
Either way, he was never part of any of it.
He was part of it.
Dude, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to Google this real quick for you. Okay.
See, this right here goes to show that it's not the jurors that we have to worry about. It's the witnesses. We can't trust them either.
Right.
Like, they were there, but like, what do you remember?
I'm going to go ahead and Google this. Ed McMahon, Publishers Clearinghouse. First thing I get is Mandela effect. So I'm going to pull this up on the screen real quick.
Ooh.
Hold on. Here we go.
You're going to make me feel like a fucking flat earther because this is total conspiracy.
I'm going to stop sharing this screen and I'm going to share this other screen real quick. Share screen. And we're going to go to my Chrome tab. Ed McMahon, Publishers Clearinghouse. Okay, share. And we're going to go ahead and I'm going to read this. Let me pull this up on the screen right here. Okay, there it is right there. So it says Mandela Effect, Ed McMahon and Publishers Clearinghouse. Here are several reasons why so many Americans think they remember entertainer Ed McMahon working at Publishers Clearinghouse. Oh, so it says false, but I think someone joined in here. Oh, here's Don. Hold on. Let me let Don in here. All right, Don, you're there?
I think I'm here.
You missed the Berenstain Bears thing. But Ed McMahon was never part of Publishers Clearinghouse. There's no evidence that McMahon ever worked on Publishers Clearinghouse. He was, however, a spokesperson for American Family Publishers and old television commercial for American Family Publishers. The word publishers appeared much smaller than American Family, perhaps because the company, I don't know what the fuck they're saying. Anyways, he was never part of Publishers Clearinghouse is what I mean.
Ooh, I've got a good one. How did Bruce Lee die?
I didn't know he died.
I don't know. His son
Guys, come on.
Kung Fu? I don't know.
He was poisoned, wasn't he?
Didn't him and his son, Brandon Lee, die in the same manner of a...
No.
No?
Bruce Lee was already dead for some years before Brandon died.
Yeah. But they died in the same way, correct?
I think
a gun prop on set of a movie or... are on the set of a movie. Bruce Lee was killed with a stab in the heart, right?
No, Bruce Lee died of a brain edema possibly caused by a reaction to a prescription painkiller.
Okay. See, I always heard that it was...
At 32 years old in 1970.
At 32, yeah.
Yeah, see, he died before I was born.
Yeah, my Mandela effect was I remembered that he died on a movie set with a movie prop stabbed in the heart, and then his son died on the set by a gunshot wound. Both of them on movie sets.
Brandon Lee died in the filming of The Crow.
Yes.
And Bruce Lee died, I guess, taking Tylenol.
Yeah, apparently. Blew my mind.
I'm sorry. I'm still on Ed McMahon.
do you see that? Who is not in Publishers Clearinghouse, dude? I swear to God, he was the one delivering checks. That's what.
Yeah, he totally
he's fucking
was.
Delivering a check right here.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. He's the same guy delivering checks, man. Honestly, dude, I see
totally.
In Canada. Ed McMahon delivered checks for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah, he did. You know, I remember that. Work? My grandmother used to be ecstatic about hoping Ed McMahon would come to the house. Yeah.
Between Jerry Springer and
Ray said, there is no evidence that Ed McMahon ever worked for Publishers Clearinghouse.
What did that guy do?
Entertainer Ed McMahon was never exposed for a spokesperson for Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. However,
bullshit.
I call bullshit.
A large number of Americans who believe that he was.
Yeah, he totally was.
Dude, I was home. I saw the commercials as a kid.
Right, me too.
I did too. Hey, I agree. I agree. But I'm just saying there's no evidence that proves that.
Wow.
You said you have, what do you have on your phone, Jason? What do you have on your phone?
Oh, I don't know what it was. You know, I'll say this, and in all seriousness, I was having a conversation with a friend last night talking about Fauci, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, have you seen Dallas Buyers Club? That movie is in direct response of the events that happened in the 80s of Fauci killing thousands of people because he was pushing AZT and saying it was safe.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled it. There was article. I mean, I had to go through 5 or 7, 6 pages until I got to photos of a protest of, you know, they were gay and they were protesting Fauci and they had like the graveyard signs and everything and saying Fauci pushing AZT and all this other stuff. And it was true.
Yeah. And that was the movie starring Jared Leto and Matthew McConaughey.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I don't real quick, I gotta give a shout out to Nikki Gagliardi, who's the one that sent me the Ed McMahon thing on my Facebook post. I told her I mentioned her name for saying that. But I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Really?
No, KP, he knows me. He knows I don't pay attention to nothing.
He didn't even know the singer of Black Sabbath, man.
The fuck?
Don't start talking Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
don't talk Matthew McConaughey if I barely know who the fuck Ozzy Osbourne is, all right? So,
wow.
Matthew McConaughey was actually the guy that played Richie Valens in La Bamba.
Who's Fauci?
They don't have.
Oh, Shaggy. Did he have an Adam's apple, guys?
Who?
Shaggy off of Scooby Doo. Did he have an Adam's apple?
Okay, yeah, he did.
Yes.
No, he didn't.
No,
I'm going to say no.
It says no, but I remember one.
I don't remember one.
I do.
Bob, you remember one?
A belly button?
What about Kit Kat? Did they have a dash or no?
Nope.
Retro
penis.
Never.
Ask me a Kit Kat. You have a Kit Kat over there?
I don't think Kit Kat ever had a dash.
Hold on. Never. We're about to find out. We have a Kit Kat.
Okay. Oh, you have a Kit? Well, I don't think there is a dash. I don't remember a dash either, though, but some people do. And I don't. And you know what's funny?
Is there a dash?
Today I went out to go eat dinner at this restaurant inside my neighborhood, okay? Really good Italian restaurant. And there was some people there. I went outside to smoke a cigarette.
Whatever.
And, these people there talking, and I was talking about the podcast, the Mandela Effect, and they were talking about Eat More Chicken, which is the
Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh. And the girl, the lady that she was like in her 20s, she goes, is there a backwards letter? Yeah, there's no dash in Kit Kat.
Nope. Absolutely no dash.
And I don't remember a dash either. But she goes, is there a backwards letter in Eat More Chicken? And I said, yes, I there's not, though. I could have sworn there was a backwards letter.
No, there is a fucking backwards letter. It was on the billboards. I've seen it.
Yeah, and there's also was not ever a K in there before that I remember. It was because I always remembered it being spelled so oddly. And now it has a K in it. And I don't remember that from before.
I got it right here. There is no at all.
Bullshit.
Right here. Eat more chicken. There it is. Eat more. There's a missing letter in the word more, and obviously chicken's not spelled right.
No, it's on the billboard sign.
I don't think there is, though. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. This lady just brought it up to me.
Look at it. The billboard sign was up as a graphic. Click on it.
Is this American thing?
Oh, you don't have Chick-fil-A.
I have no idea what I'm looking at. I'm like,
you don't know what Chick-fil-A is?
You're not missing out on much.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, you don't know what it is?
I heard about it on YouTube.
I'm really not a fan.
You're not a fan of Chick-fil-A?
I'm not either.
I prefer
We just got a fucking Popeyes.
You prefer Bojangles?
Over
Chick-fil-A? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have, there's no Bojangles in Oklahoma.
I like spicy food.
I don't know
what that is. Food connoisseur. You guys are really messing with me right now.
It has to be.
All I can think about is like ribs and.
Who remembers Tinkerbell doing the Disney eye?
Somebody brought that up also, and I don't know what that is. What is
what?
Don, what is that?
Tinkerbell, there was an old Disney introduction, and Tinkerbell flies through on the previews, and she dots the I on Disney.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember
y'all
that.
Y'all not remember remember Tinkerbell doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never happened.
Bullshit.
Never happened. That's what they said. Never happened.
That she did.
I have a distinct memory of that.
See, I don't necessarily remember her dotting the I, but I do remember
she drew the eye on it, yeah.
Flying mm-hmm. around on the introduction for sure.
They said she's never on. She was never on there. Period.
What?
Never on there. Check it out. Look it up.
I am.
while you're looking,
right, right, okay.
There she is.
They said it never happened.
Oh, it happened.
Say, go fuck yourself.
Ah, we beat you, Mandela. But no, we did. Here's another thing, though, and this is Dawn swears she has this movie at her.
I do have this movie, and I know it's in a collection outside of my storage building. We got attacked by Red Wasp trying to get it.
Look, and what it is, it's Sam with Sinbad playing a genie.
Dude, you know y'all remember? Because I remember being pissed because they remade the movie with Shaquille O'Neal in it, and it was a perfectly great movie, freaking hilarious with Sinbad. I'm like, why did they do that? They just screwed that movie up. I remember thinking that thought as a kid.
Now, KP does not remember that movie at all. We talked earlier. He's like, no, I don't remember that. I'm like, really?
Really?
What movie?
Sinbad. It was Sinbad.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut because my batting average sucks.
I remember Sinbad in the movie. It was a genie.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. I have seen this movie. I'm pretty sure.
Well, they say it never happened. And I remember being pissed as a kid because they redid it with Shaq because he was popular at the time. And I'm like, why fuck up a perfectly great movie? It was great with Sinbad.
Shaq's movie.
And it wasn't as funny with, I love Shaq. Don't get me wrong. I love Shaq. But
what was the name of the movie?
It wasn't funny.
Shazam. Jason, look up Shazam on your phone real quick.
It wasn't called Shazam.
It was Sinbad.
Something else. No, it wasn't. It was called Shazam, I think.
Well, no, Kazam.
Kazam, yeah.
That's the one with Shaq. But Shazam was the one with Sinbad.
Sinbad, yeah.
But they said it, Sinbad, that would never happen. They're saying that would never happen.
And I'll tell you right now, Jason is the designated looker-upper. I tell Kane's
like, yeah, I remember thinking as a kid how messed up that was just to remake it just because somebody was popular. And so this remake a perfectly great movie, and I was mad about it.
I'm going to share. We're going to go through some of these different things over here that I have on the website. And we're going to go through a few different things that maybe people remember and people don't remember. But I think this is what the Mandela effect is. And there are different scenarios. If you're watching this on a video, you'll see it. If it's on audio, you just hear us talk about it. I'll skip over some of the ones that we've already talked about. I'm going to add that to the screen right there. Don, you cannot see. You know, I'm going to do this so you can see Don. There's Don right there. Okay. And we are going to go through some of these things. Jiffy or Jiff.
Yeah. Used to be Jiffy. And then they abbreviated.
So I want to say this. I remember when I was a kid, My brother, my sister, myself, my parents took us to an audition. They were doing a Jiffy peanut butter commercial, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the same, I remember the commercial, we had to memorize it. Either that or I just made this whole thing up in my head. But I got it.
It says, Jiffy moms love Jiff.
It says, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Jiffy peanut butter, it tastes so good, I could eat it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Mom won't go for that. I like it smooth. My brother likes it crunchy. That was part of the words that we had to memorize for this commercial that we auditioned for and never got in it. But it was Jiffy peanut butter. Now, yeah. Jason, look up. Was it ever called Jiffy peanut butter or has it always been Jiff?
All right. First of all, my vote counts as it's always been Jiffy. All right. So,
I'm still
on fucking Sinbad. So let me go back to this and let me read something to you that's very important here.
Okay.
This is this guy's kind of doing this documentary on YouTube about exactly what we're talking about with Sinbad and Shazam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, it feels like a part of my childhood has now been taken from me. How does a movie simply vanish from our history, Carl? Mm-hmm. I fucking remember the movie.
Yeah.
They canceled Sinbad. He got cancel culture?
Yeah.
They canceled Sinbad? What did Pretty he much. Do, bro? He didn't do anything.
they erased him from history.
I don't remember the movie, but I mean, he didn't do anything, man.
Can we talk about the Bernstein Bears for a couple seconds?
Bernstein. Yes. S-P-E-I-N.
Okay, well.
And Rob has a very large micro penis, by the way. He told me earlier.
Yeah, it's micro penis.
Dude, quit using the word penis around me. It's
kind of
weird.
What do you want to talk about the Bernstein Bears? What do you got to say?
Hold on.
Are we cool?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Anyway, so the Bernstein Bears. I Googled that. The last episode was brother and sister die.
What?
Absolutely. You guys didn't look into this?
No.
No.
No. I'm very surface over here.
Somebody's got to Google this. The last episode, it wasn't supposed to be aired on TV, but apparently it aired in Canada. And it fell through somebody's fingers.
Canada's fucked up. That's
Canada's really fucked up.
Look that up. So, KP, are you looking that up? Jason's a designated looker-upper, but apparently he's still stuck on fucking...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, the reason I know that I have that movie was because last year Shazam. I was in my storage building and I was going through some things where my mother had passed away that I had not gotten to. That collection of VHS tapes was there. There was three stacks of them in this old case. Anyway, I remember pulling it out and thinking, oh my God, my brother's going to love this, you know, because that was like one of his favorite movies. So I put the cassette collection aside and was going to get him to come pick up the movies and maybe pass them on to his kids, you know. Well, we started talking about this. I go out there to get the damn movie. We get attacked by red wasps. My entire building is a red wasp nest now.
I would love to actually see if you have them. If you have them.
I know I do. I've seen it because that memory was my brother needs this. You know.
Here's the thing. If you have the movie, you might be the only one in history to still have it. That's why I'm skeptical. But if you do have it.
I know I do. Unless the universe has been like, fuck you, Dom. I know. I've seen it. The universe
is going to fuck you over. They're going to bend you and rail you up in bed and be like, fuck you. It's Kazam with Shaq. That's what's going to happen.
No, because I remember when I seen it was the OG with Sinbad on the cover. And I was so excited to find that.
Rob stuck on the WAF stories here. All right.
I got to type my WAF.
I want to go back here. I want to go back here, and I want to go through some of these real quick. Looney Tunes. Now, I honestly remember it. I think it was T-U-N-E-S. I don't remember T-O-O-N-S. I don't think I do, anyways.
I think it was T-O-O-N-S.
You think it was that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was. It was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Looney Tunes, T-U-N-E-S, is actually because how...
Because it was short for cartoons.
Because it wasn't Looney music. It was Looney, like, tunes.
Yeah, cartoons.
Which would be T-O... How do you spell cartoons?
C-A-R-T-O-O-N-S. Tunes. Looney Tunes.
Sebastian. Sebastian just loves giving me ammo.
Sebastian's looking for sponsors. I don't think that's what Tom Fonix is running
anymore. It ain't going to be Roger Rabbit.
That was good.
Warner Brothers ain't sponsoring me. Okay, that's what we got here. There's the Berenstain Bears ones we already talked about. Curious George, tail or no tail?
Dude, he had a tail.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
No tail.
Wasn't a part of my childhood.
So. I remember the tail.
See, it's, people remember things differently, but is the Mandela effect a real thing, or is it just how we perceive things and how we process it sometimes? Because I don't remember a tail. I mean, honestly, I don't even know if he had one or not. It wasn't part of, like, I didn't pay attention, I guess, that much. But I wonder if they say the Mandela effect is where you cross over different universe or like.
George didn't have a tail.
I'm just going to say Berenstain Bears was how I learned how to spell Stein, because I did not know what that was. Man, I'm just saying that's how I learned to spell
it. What if?
I thought it was Sex in the City, and it is Sex and the City, which makes
it was Sex in the City.
In the City.
In the City.
And.
And. Wait, hold on. Who says it was and? Who says it was and? I will fucking fight you, dude. Look, y'all motherfuckers about to get fought.
But look how much cooler it is with it being and, because you're either having sex in the city or you have two things. You have sex and you have the city. It's better sex and the city.
Yeah, I mean, it
it might be better, but the fact is, it started out as Sex in the City.
Well, yeah, well, because Sex in the City might be more fun.
Yeah,
I think if you watch the porn too much, the porn version way too much.
I'd rather have Sex in the City.
And Jessica, whatever her name is still not hot on the porn.
Y'all don't make me fucking
micro penis.
I think Sex in the City. And you know what's funny about it is if you look at it closely, which I can't really blow it up on here, but I can look on here. One says Eau de Parfum underneath it, and one says the complete series. Like, why would they change the whole bottom part of it? Like,
right?
Why is the whole bottom? One's in French, and one is in English. Why would they? Why would they do Sex in the City with French?
One of them is a perfume bottle.
Yeah, one's a perfume.
You can't rip off the original product and put the exact same thing down there.
Oh, yeah. So one's actually a real thing. That's one's a perfume.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's the show.
Mm-hmm. It's a ripoff. It's like a rip-off. It's a ripoff.
That's exactly what it is.
Ah, well, I believe in
dun,
the
ripoff. Dun, dun.
If you have
that myth, we both.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
If Sex and the City, in the city, and sex elsewhere. So.
I say... butt sex in the city. Butt sex in the country. We start a new show. Butt sex in the country. Okay. And we can have another one called Butt Sex and the Country. Okay. Next one. Back, yeah. Febreze.
Two E's.
I remember two E's.
Two
E's. Rob, do you have Febreze in Canada? You all just stink up there.
No, we have Febreze in Canada. But you know what? Fuck. The one on the right does not look like a Febreze bottle at all. That looks like a Chinese knockoff.
Uh-huh. Right?
Sorry to all my Chinese listeners. I don't think I have any, though. So
no, absolutely. The one on the right, bottle is definitely a Chinese
knockoff. Speaking of Chinese listeners.
Micro penis.
Okay.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I know.
What, dude?
I think
Don, did you ever figure out what a micro penis was, by the way?
Have I seen one in person? No.
Did you look it up after the podcast?
Yes. I did. I actually found a friend of mine. A friend and I were talking about it. And I was like, you know, there's a whole freaking micro penis contest that they do. And I'm like, bullshit. She's like, yeah, it's right on YouTube. And I'm like, bullshit. She sent me the link. And I'm like, and they actually show it too. And I'm like, I didn't need to see all that.
I think that was the pork community to help them out.
I was beat up. I was like, man, no, he didn't. And it's on YouTube.
What did you see? Come on, describe what you saw.
There wasn't much.
What is not much? What does that mean?
Was it cloudy? You,
4 inches or, and less.
Sex in what? The city is what she saw.
4 inches.
I'm gonna go back. Let's
that shit pulled out this.
Seriously, guys, I really thought what I was looking at was just like an enlarged pit.
Oh my god! Oh,
awesome. Of course you are.
Speaking of wieners.
Speaking of wieners.
Let's go to Austin Meyer here.
O-S-C-A-R. Oh my god, y'all not remember the song?
KP has a song though.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
What?
M-E, fool.
My baloney has a first name. It's
O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
It's M-E-Y-E-R, I would say. I read about this up over. I don't remember the Skechers thing. We're going to skip through some of these. Fruit Loops.
Two O's. I remember the two O's.
Let's see. Kellogg's has been spelling Fruit Loops like that for years. I'm really noticing now. So I think, yeah, it is two O's. I don't know what the guy. Oh, the Monopoly man with the eyepiece.
Monocle.
No.
I remember the monocle.
So they say that people confuse that with the Planters peanut guy, who does
absolutely.
You know that's possible because I remember that dude having a monocle too.
Yeah, exactly. That's
possible.
What if he? Yeah. What if he doesn't have one though?
The fuck. Y'all are my fucking.
He does have one.
Yeah, he does. But my question is how does something so stupid like the Mandela effect blow up and be a phenomenon? We're fucking talking about it.
Because we have nothing else to talk about. So
no. Welcome to our fucking Saturday night, boys and girls. No. This is what we do for fun.
I mean, I'm serious. I mean, one more thing. Like, it does. How does. I don't. I was. When you mentioned that we're doing the podcast, I started thinking, it was like, how in the fuck does that even happen? It becomes a phenomenon to where. It gets labeled. People all around the world are talking about it. I mean, we know that Shazam existed.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Absolutely.
And why did they name it after Nelson Mandela? Like, why didn't they call it something else?
Because people remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s.
Yes.
He died in 2000.
Yeah, but people remember, not with two O's, too. Why didn't they call it?
They could have called the Fruit Loop Effect.
Frutella effect.
Frutella.
I didn't name it. I'm just here talking about it. You know, I'm not here to change that.
According to the internet.
Yeah, we're totally renaming it Frutella now.
Rob, go ahead.
Okay, well, apparently the reason why they call it the Mandela effect is because Mandela died in jail in the 80s. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
People believe that happened. But it didn't happen because he was released and he was like, I saw him waving and stuff.
They could have called this Shazam. They could have called it anything else. I don't know why it's called that.
Okay, here's what happened. He went to prison. He started working out, and he came out as Obama and became president of the United States.
You know what?
I can't really argue with that.
Being from Canada, I can see that. Uh-huh. Continent and stuff.
He was in there doing those Mike Tyson push-ups.
Oh god, I can't believe, dude. I could literally go on for another 30 minutes with you guys on this, but we already passed the 33-minute mark, so we're gonna call it that. If anybody has any, I almost called it Nelson Mandela effect. Anybody else has a Mandela effect that they
want? One more.
Go ahead.
It's the Star Wars.
Oh, the 3CPO thing. Oh, no. Or Luke, I am your father.
It's Luke, I am your father. But hold on, it's not actually Luke. He never did say Luke. He just told him, I am your father.
I am not your father.
I am not. No, he says, I am your father.
I am your father.
He says, in fact, that's all.
Luke. He just says, I am your father.
Yeah. Why do I remember being Luke? Dude, I am your father.
I got it right here. Hold on a second. I got it right here. He says, no, I am your father. I'm gonna here it is on the screen right here. Boom. There it is. He says, and I don't know if you guys can read that or not, but I will read it for you guys. It says, the exchange is as iconic as the Star Wars movie themselves. However, it's another line that was never said. No, I am your father is the line. No, I am your father is what he says.
Star Wars fans, chime in the comments.
90s.
Absolutely.
I thought it was Luke. I am father.
I watched it before I came on here. I watched this because I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I'm like a fucking Star Wars nerd. I have my Millennium Falcon from when I was a fucking child.
I hate you. I don't know what happened to mine.
Who remembers the goal of the entire goal C-3PO?
It's fun.
Yeah, well,
anyway. Yeah.
The 3CPO thing is a silver leg, I guess he had. It's I don't remember.
C-3PO, Sebastian.
I said 3CPO.
C-3PO. Is it just me that remembered him entirely gold? I don't remember silver shit on him.
He was he had a silver leg in Return of the Jedi.
In Return of the Jedi, but not originally.
No.
Hold on. The micro frame to match his micro. No, with the
toy.
Micro penis.
Is it C-3PO?
C-3PO.
See, okay, so I probably said 3.
You said PC-3O.
I said. I'm not an Star Wars fan. I will say this. Forrest Gump did not say life is like a box of chocolates.
Yes, hell he did.
Yes, he fucking did.
No, he fucking didn't.
Life is like
a box of little girls and boys, right?
He said,
Mama always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
No.
I'll play the clip real quick.
Yes, but.
But again, Mandela effect, we remember it. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
I mean, come on. That was an iconic saying. Everybody was
Segue to how Tom Hanks likes little boys and little girls, but that didn't
work. So. That's true.
Right?
I've heard. I mean, I'm
right, here we go.
Has anybody seen Biden the way he completely looks different from like.
You've tried growing your Instagram account? You know it's easier said than done.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for you guys, too. I got it right here. Then we're going to end this. But I'm going to share it right here. Share screen. And we're going to watch this. It's life was, not life is. And it's, all right, here we go. Share. All right, you guys ready for this?
You're part of the conspiracy, Sebastian.
I don't think she said was.
Here we go, right here. Here it is.
Why would she use past tense?
Here we go. We're going to watch it.
Oh.
Hello. My name's Forrest Gump.
Show me the title of this video.
Do you want drag your mouth? I could eat about a million and a half of these. My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
There you go. Life was like a box of chocolates. I think everyone just says life is, and that's why we remember it because people just say it. Uh-huh. But it says right there, life, mama always said life was. He sounds like you, Don, from Alabama. Life was.
He was from Alabama. Thank you.
He was from Greenbow, Alabama.
Well, that's this one's explainable just for the simple fact that because, like real English, right? We would say is, and so it was said wrong because it's forest, right? And so our brain replaces it with the correct thing. So that's explainable.
Yeah.
The fucking Shazam really existed.
It did.
And Ed McMahon really and Publishing Clearinghouse? Fuck you. I mean, come on.
You know, I'm pretty sure I've seen Ed McMahon deliver checks in Canada, man.
Yeah.
Getting ready for school, walking towards the bus in the morning. There's fucking Ed McMahon with a fucking 10-foot check.
Yeah. Want to go kick his shins, take the check and run?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, guys, seriously, anyone that listens to the podcast, we have like no listeners. But if anyone's listening, I want you to message me your Mandela effect, and I'm going to do a whole nother episode on this. But I also want emails and just let me know different things that we can talk about. This is kind of a fun topic. I think a lot of people are going to be like, "No way, this or no way that," or people are going to be like, "Nope, you know what? That's not a Mandela effect." So everyone's going to have their own different views, different opinions. But I think it's fun to talk about. Guys, everyone, please stay right there. I want to thank all of our listeners. Please check us out on every podcasting platform. Everyone there, stay right there. That's all the time we got today. Peace out. Rock on.
Much love.
There we
Much
go. Love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show. So to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.